ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Your will be done. And this is a prayer. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So God needs us to get involved. When a prophetic word is given to us, he needs us to get involved in it, in the realization of that prophetic word. So we have been praying and fasting, waiting for the word, you know, for 2020. As the word is coming, don't just receive that word. It's not enough to receive the word. Receiving the word is just stage one. Ensuring manifestation is the most important part of that word. Hallelujah. Ensuring manifestation through prayer is the most important part of that word. God needs us to come into agreement with heaven for heaven to come to the earth, which is what that prayer is in the Lord's Prayer. God needs us to come into agreement. God needs us to be passionate, more passionate about our, in quotes, destinies. Hallelujah. He needs us to be passionate. He needs us to be up and doing about this destiny. This, our destiny. And you know, when we look at words that were given in the Bible, I was checking out that before I came up. You know, Abraham was told about his descendants in Genesis 15. God told him that his descendants were going to go into Egypt for 400 years. They were going to be slaves somewhere for 400 years. At the end of the day, they spent 430 years. What happened to the 30? What happened? Nobody was taking account. Nobody was watching. They had gone to sleep. They were comfortable or something. Moses was sent back when their prayers rose up to heaven. When they began to petition God. God had said 400. But they ended up spending 430. They spent 30 extra years. Was that God's fault? Was that God's fault? No, it wasn't. They went to sleep until the pain, until the Egyptians began to, you know, began to terrorize them. Then they woke up and began to pray. And that was when Moses was sent back. So, when a word is given to us, again I say, please let us not go and sleep on the word. As we go into 2020, you can even get back home and begin to, some of us actually, you know, document the things that we have been told. How many people do that? How many people document? So maybe we want to go back home and see the things that, you know, have not come to pass. It is not God's fault that they have not come to pass. It is not. It is not. It is because we have been, while men slept. How many of us remember that parable? While men slept, the enemy came to sow tears. So men have been sleeping. And so the enemy has been having a field day. Hallelujah. The enemy has been having a field day. Okay. Daniel. Let's look at Daniel. Same thing that happened in Daniel. Daniel 7, I think. Yeah. Daniel 7, Daniel. Daniel 9. And verse 2. It says, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. If you go back, when you get back home, you can read that. That prophecy is in Jeremiah 25, I think. 25, 29. I'm going to read that 29 because there's something pertinent. I'm going to read that prophecy in 29. He understood by the books, meaning that he came to find out that we're supposed to be here for 70 years. What is happening? What's happening here? 70 years has passed. We are still here. Do you understand? We are supposed to be here for 70 years. I think we should. Let me see verse 3 of that. See what Daniel did. Can we continue? This Daniel? No, I want to read. Okay. Let me go to 29 and read something for us. And it's interesting because that's 29. You know, we quote something there. We just took it out from verse 10. 29, Jeremiah 29, verse 10. It says, for thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. So by the time Daniel was checking, understanding by the books, they had spent the 70 years and nothing was happening. So he went to ask questions. He went to ask the Lord, what is happening here? Okay, in that 29 and 11, look at the sequence. 29:10 had said, I will cause you to return to this place. Then 11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. 12. How many of us know 29:11? It's one of pastor's favorite scriptures. But look at it. 12 says, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me. And I will listen to you. You have said 70 years we will spend. Why are you saying again, then you will call upon me? Hallelujah. Can we see this? He says then, after he had said 70 years you will spend. Automatically, when you say spend 70, so I'm thinking that after 70 years we should just be out. Then verse 12 says, then you will call upon me. Even though I have, then you will still have to call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart, which was what Daniel eventually now came to do. Because after 70 years, it didn't seem like anything was happening. It was seeming like, is this going to be an endless thing in Babylon? Even though he had it good, he was in government, he was enjoying whatever. But you know, he came to check and discover that they were spending more than the 70 years. And then he took on to pray. Verse 3 of Daniel 9. I go back to Daniel 9 now. Then I set my face towards the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. Is somebody following me this evening? After he had understood by the books that God has said 70 years, we have spent 70 years, we are not seeing anything happening. So he set his face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. So this gives us an idea of what we are to do. When the word comes, there is a word. And, you know, maybe God has said to you, and this happens to us, God has said to you, in this place you are going to spend 5 years. And towards the end of the 5 years, nothing seems to be, you can't see anything. You do not wait until the 5 years has elapsed. As you get into the fifth year, you begin to seek the face of God to see what else God has in store for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we go into 2020, I say again, number one, we cannot joke with prayer. Number two, We need our prayers for our prophecies to come to pass. We need our prayers for our prophecies to come to pass. We need our prayers for our prophecies to come to pass. And like I said, the enemy, let's look at 1 Peter 5:8. It's a popular scripture. 1 Peter 5:8. 1 Peter 5:8. 5:8. It says, be sober. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So he's around. He's around. He's looking for the careless, in quotes. He's looking for the careless person, the careless believer that he can pounce on. He's looking for the careless person that he can pounce on. So he says, be sober. So as we go into 2020, be sober. Be vigilant. Be sober. Be vigilant. It's very important that we are sober and we are vigilant. Be sober. Be vigilant. Be spiritually alive. And one of the major ways to be spiritually alive is through prayer. Be spiritually alive. Be alive. Even in your environment, be spiritually alive. Be spiritually aware. Some of us are not aware. We're just going about, you know, be spiritually alive and aware. So the enemy is out. The enemy is out. And in 2020, yes, 2020 is filled with a lot of, I said, when men slept. That's the parable that Jesus said. So when men slept. And they said, no, but all we sowed here is we just sowed good. We sowed wheat. We sowed corn. How come there are this many tares there? While men slept, the enemy creeps in and sows his tares. Luke 22:31. Just follow me this evening. We're going to pray. Luke 22:31. And this is when Jesus was talking about Peter. I'm just emphasizing something because, you know, we tend to think that once the word has been given. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. So the enemy is looking, seriously, you know. He's looking around. He's not playing. So we too should not play. Hallelujah. We too should not play. He's not playing, like we say. We too should not play. We do everything, and I see that. I'm not absolving myself. We do everything but pray. How many of us? We do everything but pray. I was saying earlier on that on social media now, well, at least Instagram, all of that, everybody's advertising a class for 2020. You are planning, you are doing, it's good to plan. I'm not saying don't plan. We have to plan. You are planning, they are teaching you how to do this. How many people have seen stuff about 2020 online? Different things. Different things. People are selling. Some people are selling as low as 3,000. Some people are selling 6,000. Some people are, you know, depending on your pocket, whatever you can afford. But people are touting things, different things, as for 2020. It's nice for us to take advantage of these things, but please do not forget the most important part of it, which is the prayer aspect. Hallelujah. So what the enemy wants to do is to wear the saints out. He wants to wear us out. So when God gives you a word, and you are sitting and it's not coming to pass, what happens? Bible says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. Hallelujah. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. So, because we have not seen the realization of the manifestation, a lot of us just get tired. We get tired. We just get, we say, so someone is telling you something, and you say, we've been hearing that since. It's not coming to pass. So you are tired. You are just worn out. But that is not the right attitude to take. We must realize that sometimes delays are not just timing issues. Some people just say, we say delay is not denial. But when is that delay? When is that delay going to come to fruition? We don't know. We just say delay is not denial. Sometimes delays are not timing issues. They are just the sign of the enemy at work somewhere. Hallelujah. And we have everything we need. We have everything we need. Just go to God in prayer and ask Him, Father, what is happening here? This is the word. What is happening here? Ask questions. Ask questions. God is not averse to you asking Him questions. Amen? Ask questions. Ask questions, please. Don't just fold your arms or don't just give up. Don't say, ki sera sera, what will be. How many people do that? Have you heard? People say, what will be. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, where? Don't do that. Don't give up. Don't throw up your hands in surrender. Amen? So please ask questions. Ask questions. Prayer and prophecy. As we go into 2020, please note that every prophetic word that comes your way, it is your duty to wage a good warfare with it, to ensure that it comes to pass. Hallelujah. To ensure that the word comes to pass. We'll pray now, and we're going to pray with Jeremiah 33:3. But I want to read it. Can you please give it to me in NLT, I think. Yeah. Jeremiah, NLT, please. It says, ask me, and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come. How many people want to know about things to come? Why do you want to know about things to come? Why do you want to know about things to come? No, somebody give me an answer. Why do you want to know about things to come? Why? Why do you want to know about things to come? So that somehow, I like that somehow, because you're not in control, you're in control, but somehow. Yes? Huh? You're not caught unawares, that's all. Yeah? So you can prepare yourself. So you can prepare yourself. Hallelujah. It's not bad to want to know. It's not bad to want to know. I just want to feel your pulse to know why you want to know. The reason why people go to Babalawo and all of that is because they want to know what is going to happen in the future. Am I right? But you can ask God. You can ask God. I want to read this same scripture in Amplified Translation. It says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understand. Let's rise this evening. Hallelujah.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,